Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The word is separation. We'll talk about that as it relates to the Federation of State Beef Councils in just a moment.
If you own a small business in Oklahoma, you need to hear this. Insure Oklahoma is a health care subsidy designed to cover 60% or more of monthly health insurance premiums for low to moderate income employees.
Oklahoma is doing something for the small business.
It's really a win-win situation.
We can have the same insurance as the Fortune 500 companies at an affordable rate.
Go to insureoklahoma.org for details or call 888-365-3742.
So, Carly.
Yeah?
Just a heads up. This Angus burger right here, I love it. So, I tend to stop talking when I eat it. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. It's just I'll be checked out for 3 or 4 minutes.
Wait, what? I kind of stop listening when I eat a Big Mac.
I love you.
The classic, one-of-a-kind taste of the Big Mac sandwich and the big, bold taste of the Angus Third Pounder. So much flavor, you'll want to take your time with them. McDonald's, the simple joy of burgers. At participating McDonald's.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association wants to change the structure by which they govern themselves, and that would include and have impact on the Federation of State Beef Councils. A lot of other agricultural groups are taking this opportunity to say, hey, wait a minute, they don't believe that the National Cattlemen's Beef Association should have the cozy relationship, as they call it, that they have with the Federation of State Beef Councils. But Scott George, who's the chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils within the NCBA structure, he's a Wyoming cattle producer, he says that it's exactly where the Federation wants to be. There will be adequate separation between the NCBA's policy side and the Federation in their new government's proposal.
There's been some concern that NCBA as an organization might have some control over those Federation checkoff dollars. And we've changed the proposal to where only the Federation members are going to make the proposal. They are going to look at their budget. They're going to approve the budget. It's going to be totally under their control. And NCBA is the board of directors can either accept to do the work or not do the work. That's all the touch they'll have. And that's no different than any contractor. You know, if you give a contract to someone and say, I'd like you to do this work, a contractor can say, yes, I will, or no, I won't. And so that's the deal. There's been some concern about the nominating process. And so we have tweaked that as well. And in the end, the Federation will be operating as an independent body within this organization, which is where we want to be. And that's the one thing that I just can't get over. The Federation wants to be here. The states want us here. No one else has talked to us about it, and so it's almost like everybody's trying to gang up and tell you how to run your business, and I think that's kind of an interesting perspective.
However, several other agricultural groups say they do have the right to say that the Federation of State Beef Councils should not be under the umbrella of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. David Macedo is the new president of the Livestock Marketing Association. They're one of the groups that are saying, hey, wait a minute.
I believe that a lot of the industry groups believe that a complete separation of the Federation and NCBA would bring on producer confidence. I think at some point we need to increase the beef promotion, and to do that, I think we'll have to get that separation.
I've heard that groups like yourself and some of the other groups on that letter, Farm Bureau and others, have said, hey, get this thing taken care of. We'll fight for $2.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it makes sense. I mean, we need to be promoting beef. Nobody's against the checkoff that I know. We need to promote beef, but we also need the producer confidence. When we go to our producers and say, hey, look, we need this extra dollar, we need to be able to explain to them why and then have them have the confidence that it will be used in the proper manner.
Are you comfortable with NCBA being the major contractor if it is separated like that?
You know, I'm comfortable with anybody being the contractor. Just get your separation. Anybody who can bid the job and does the best job should get the work.
New president of the Livestock Marketing Association, David Macedo from California. Now, besides LMA, you've got National Farmers Union, you've got U.S. Cattlemen Association, you've got the National Milk Producers, and you've got American Farm Bureau that seemingly are all on the same page saying, hey, wait a minute, Federation of State Beef Councils under the NCBA umbrella, something that they feel needs to be adjusted, and the Federation needs to have more independence outside of that NCBA circle they seem to find themselves in at this point. Mary Kay Thatcher is lobbyist for American Farm Bureau.
NCBA believes that having the federation within NCBA is a good idea. The other groups believe that it leads to a perception in the country or a reality that NCBA controls the checkoff. And we believe that it has to be more inclusive, that the people who don't belong to NCBA or don't belong to any cattleman's organization or dairy organization have to have as much ability to have input and have final say-so over the product as does NCBA. And so I think there are very, very strong feelings on both sides of the issue.
In the meeting that was called by USDA this last week and attended by NCBA, Federation of State Beef Councils within the NCBA group, as well as the Cattlemen's Beef Board and these ag groups that had sent the letter back in March to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, all these folks getting together, the message seemed to be from all the agriculture groups, they want a complete separation, a real separation, not just under the umbrella of NCBA. They say if that happens, they're supportive of the idea of a $2 a head beef checkoff. NCBA, in effect, walking out of the meeting last week saying, hey, we're going to go on with the way we're going. We're going to write our bylaws and get them over to the USDA, and we dare you to say no. One thing is for certain, NCBA, now that they've started this process, they really can't go back to the old status quo. The genie seems to be out of the bottle. That's our special cyberspace edition of today's Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.